BBC Audio presents the Guy de Maupassant collection, consisting of dramatizations of his short stories and novels. Bel Ami by Guy de Maupassant, dramatized by Francis Burns.
This is the story of the meteoric rise of Georges de Roy, in which I play a part as a stepping stone.
Of police and the people of Paris are expected to be out in force today to catch a glimpse of the wedding of the year. The ceremony will take place at the Church of the Madeleine.
Or have I taken the place of his horse? Every one-time hussar needs something spirited to ride long after he's left the cavalry.
Journalist Baron Georges de Roy de Cantel is expected to next display his talents. It is only a small leap from the Madeleine to the Palais Bourbon.
But a spirited filly can buck.
Attending will be the Prince de Guerche, the Marquis de Beaujolais, Comte and Comtesse de Ravenel, and Chevalier Vichy.
Madeleine, sorry I'm late.
Oh, glow.
Going to look unbearably gorgeous today.
I thought you weren't coming.
I missed the wedding of the decade. The crowds outside the church.
He married me in a registry office.
You lived in sin with Georges de Roy.
You can talk.
Georges de Roy promising eternal love and fidelity.
And to her? I have to see it with my own eyes.
For money and power. You'll have to be very careful not to upset us now.
He's dedicated tomorrow's edition of the paper to his own wedding.
What won't that man do?
Nothing can stop him now, can it?
The bride is expected to wear orange blossom on her hair and a dress of satin.
A good partnership needs trust. This is a story lacking in trust. It's the times. They're voracious. The time to bend rules. The time of the soldier and the banker, the journalist, the politician, and other germs. We start 2 summers ago. Paris was stinking with summer heat, fecund, ripe. I was lounging around in it, trying different ways of doing my hair, settled on a red rose, a sheer black dress. That's how things were the night Georges de Roy burst into our lives. The first time I saw him was in the mirror on the stairs to the Forestiers. We were both going to the same place, but I was a landing or two above him.
Don't you scrub up well?
Who's that? So surprised by his own reflection, I thought. His tailcoat hardly fits, his boots aren't made of leather. So why does he stand so tall and twinkle like that at the glass?
What a ravishing apartment, Madame Forestier. Yes, if you think this weather's hot, sir, you've obviously never visited our colonies.
He practiced pulling faces. All kinds of smile, all kinds of desire. So I knew from the start he could act.
What a great invention mirrors are.
I really like the way he touched his moustache.
Clotilde, darling, come in.
Hello.
We've a newcomer joining us for dinner. A friend of Charles from his cavalry days.
That would account for his thighs.
You've seen him already.
Oh, he's delicious. He's bounding up the stairs.
We're taking him under our wing. Charles wants to introduce him to Monsieur Walter to see if he can get him some work on the paper.
Is he a journalist?
Not at all. Almost destitute. Not a single skill except riding and looting and pillage.
Down and out, too.
He didn't buy a single beer all night, Charles said.
Charles had a beer?
And that's not all. When Charles suggested a stroll in the park, our new friend said he'd rather be shown the Folies Bergère. Charles left him there well after midnight with some money to buy a decent suit for tonight.
I wonder what he spent the money on then. Here he is.
Good evening. I'm Georges de Roy.
I know, and I'm Madeleine Forestier, Charles's wife. You're very welcome.
What a ravishing apartment.
Make yourself at home, monsieur. This is Clotilde de Marelle, Georges de Roy.
Pleased to meet you, madam.
Isn't it just roasting?
Charles and his editor, Monsieur Walter.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?